revolution. Well, you know. Welcome back, revolutionaries. Hello. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas and holiday season. We've got Kwanzaa. It's, you know, Hanukkah, all this stuff. It's such a wonderful time of the year. And you know, it's great to be able to talk to you guys after that. And I hope everything was great and you got to see your families and everything was wonderful. Also a huge thanks to John Shelton. I'm still a rookie at this, and I want to give him the respect that he deserves and all of that. And, you know, professor, chair of democracy studies at UWGB, vice president for higher education. And it sounds like he said he's running for president. He said that publicly, so I can say that too. So he's awesome, and he'll be back. And thank you again to my dear brother John, and it's good to have him on the show as well. It's such a big topic. You know, and we spend so much time on that topic here on this show is why did that happen? What happened? How can we avoid that happening again? And it's, everybody's got an opinion, you know, and it was so cool to hear John Shelton's and read his article. And I do recommend you take some time and read that, because it's really insightful. And, you know, I think that it makes a lot of sense. And I'll take a little bit of an issue. He said, oh, you know, we're not salesmen, but we have to be. And I think he would probably agree to that, because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, Donald Trump won because he was a really good salesman. He's an idiot, but he's a good salesman. And it's so hard. You know, we talk about being rational and talking about these issues that do affect people. And it's hard to have a rational argument when 1 in 5 Republicans think that Taylor Swift is a political operative, or 80% of them think that Joe Biden was behind Trump's Manhattan prosecution. You know, it was Joe Biden fueled that. No, nearly 7 of 10 think that he won the 2020 election. You know, over half Republicans think that January 6th was an Antifa-inspired attack. Half of them think that Donald Trump's classified documents that he had at Mar-a-Lago were planted. How do you have a rational discussion when people live every day in a world that is so irrational, right? And so to talk to them about something like, hey, maybe people should be paid more. Maybe $7.25 an hour is ridiculous. Maybe, you know, the audacity of your gash your head on a table and the first thought in your mind is, what's my deductible, instead of I need to go to the hospital. You know, like, these are, how do you have that discussion with people that are not living in reality, you know? And it's awesome to have these deep discussions about where we are politically and what Democrats need to do in order to win and what is right versus wrong. I mean, we talk about that all the time. This is not a left or right thing. This is right versus wrong. And these are healthy discussions. They have to happen. I think we have to be in a place where we're hearing ideas not from someone way far on the left, but someone that is more in the middle. I just joined the Democratic Party, by the way, last week. So that was a big deal for me. I have not done that since. So now, holy balls, here we go. But I think that right now the Democratic Party is in the same place that the Republican Party was in 2012. And I know, because I was there. It's funny, I was the chairman of the party at that time, and I, on election night in 2012, and Mitt Romney was running against Barack Obama, and I was asked to speak at the victory party, and I was on my way to do election night panel for Fox 11, local station here in town. And so I did the whole hoorah up on stage and talking about how this is going to be a great night for Republicans, knowing full well Mitt's going to get his clock cleaned. You know, it's going to be great, and we're here to support Mitt Romney. We're here to support blah, blah, blah. And literally the second I got off stage, they called Wisconsin for Obama. And I was like, well, all right. So there's that. So, but after that happened, the Republicans did their well-publicized, everybody knows, they did the that autopsy of what do we do? How do we move forward? And what they did was they picked a guy from Wisconsin that knows a little bit about winning elections and said, hey, you run the damn thing. And for better or for worse, I think it's a lot for worse, you see how the Republican Party was able to thrive when Reince Priebus took it over. They delivered some huge victories. And The Democrats need to do that now, too. There is one guy that can fix this darn thing, and his name is Ben Wickler. He is the person that can turn the ship around and deliver some massive, massive wins. Because I do believe that the blowback from these next 2 years is going to be seismic. I think that the Democrats, as long as we do the right things, they can have huge gains. Because as John Shelton and John Becker said, Donald Trump is wildly unpopular. He's never won the popular. He didn't win it this time. And we have to do the right thing to win first. And I do believe that Ben Wickler understands that. He is the person that is best positioned to take the Democratic Party and bring them to new heights. I think that he understands that candidates have to have a little bit of a leash, because you cannot sell the same things in Wisconsin that you do in Washington State or California or Texas, right? That's why you look at what Rebecca Cook did, and she was brilliant. She did the right things. Hey, she was in a district that was like 8 to 10 points down, and she came within the margin of error. Like, that is huge. I don't know if she would have gotten more liberal. Would she have had more success? I don't necessarily think that's the case. But what I do think is, in 2 years, if she runs again, man, she could win that thing. I think that if we have the right candidate here in the 8th Congressional District, we have a guy that tied himself so tightly to Donald Trump, that's in play. I think that we could talk about someone who's wildly unpopular, you know, Glenn Grothman. Well, he sucks. We could do something about that. And Ben Wickler is someone who understands, hey, these people need resources, need help, and they need a leash to be able to win. They need some of that. Ben's the guy. I agree with Dr. Shelton. We do need to look inward. We have to look at where we are now. We got to figure it out. But I'm a huge believer in the idea that you cannot take this one solution and sell it all across the country the same way you do in every one of these, you know, different places. And we have to be able to have those big discussions in rooms full of people that are way far on the left and also in the middle, because that's how we reach them. I do think the Democratic Party has a winning message, just like John Shelton said. I agree 100%, but we have to win first. That's the big goal. I think we will. Oh boy, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot more that we're going to unpack. And I'm so glad that you're going to be with us on this journey, because I do think that these conversations make all of the difference. So until next week, thank you so much for hanging out with us. On behalf of John Shelton, John Becker, and hey, me, Mark Becker, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week here on The Rational Revolution. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?